Welcome to the Living Word Assemblies of God Toronto podcast. As the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, it is the complete human experience. So relax and re-energize yourself with this powerful word.
Amen. Wow. Give a high five. Put your hands together for the Lord. Wherever you are, give high five. Air high five. Don't forget, air high five. God richly bless you. And thank you all very much. This is church. We are the church. The Lord God said he will build his church and the gates of hell shall never prevail. We thank God for your lives. We thank God for your life. Particularly, we thank you for welcoming us into your home for us to lift up holy hands and worship God together. Together. Look at your neighbor's face and tell him, I'm happy to be sitting by you right now and worshiping God with you right now, right now, right now, here to the glory of God. Look at your neighbor, give a high five, encourage one another, stir one another up. That is what we are doing today. So thank you. God richly, richly bless you. We are continuing with our message titled, Reach the Way Out of COVID-19. This is the part two. And the subtitle is Fear Not. Look at your neighbor and tell him, Fear Not. Fear Not. Fear Not. Fear Not. Fear Not. And okay, let's say the Canadian way. How do you say it in Canada? Fear Not. This is Ghana. Fear Not, Ghana. Fear Not. It means you are putting the fear of the Lord in the devil. Okay, but I'm looking at Lillian's face. He says, Fear Not. Pastor, please, it's Fear Not. Okay, so Fear Not. Fear not. Now, we want you to understand that you don't have to be afraid. Now, this is not the time to panic. This is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to exhibit certain traits that God has deposited in your life. This morning, before I move on, I want to express gratitude to the great team that God has blessed us here at Living Word. So I want to say a big thank you to the media team. Thank you to the board. Thank you to the core team. Thank you to the Sunday school teachers, you know, for doing amazing job teaching online. That is an awesome grace. God richly bless you for doing that for us. I mean, this is a way of making disciples, and we'll get it across as we go on. This glorious day, Living Word, last week we celebrated a birthday, Mr. Emmanuel Aiku's birthday. It was an awesome time to celebrate with you. So, man of God, happy birthday to you. Today, we are celebrating Mama Alice, Auntie Alice's birthday. Now, the reason I'm not telling them how old they are is because we are streaming live. When we come in-house, we will celebrate it. Auntie Alice, God richly bless you. God richly bless you and happy birthday all the way from the Living Word family on behalf of Pastor Isaac and Mama Olivia. Now, all these hard work, difficult, during this difficult time, has been made possible, and we give God the praise. This morning, we want to speak to encourage ourselves in the face of what is happening today. I want you to understand there is such a thing as an encouragement that comes from God. Let us speak mostly from our heart. We want to speak praising God, worshiping God, glorifying God, honoring God during these times. This is not the time for us to fret. This is the time for us to know the hope we have, the God we have, the Christ we have, the glory that God has manifested in our hearts, and above all, the King that we are yet to see. The King is coming. The Lord is coming. In the face of all these things, God is faithful. Look at your neighbor and tell him, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Tell your friend, God is faithful. And then look at him again and say, fear not. Now, as we know, the coronavirus, COVID-19 is still spreading. Stock markets has been are dropping, and people are, you know, people are panicking. Running on is dropping. People are panicking right now. Groceries are scrambling. When you go there, they are scrambling. When you look at the picture right now in Canada, the current situation, as I checked before I came in here this morning, because see, I had the March 20th, but today is March 22nd. Now, when you look at it, the statistics, British Columbia, 348. Alberta, 226. Saskatchewan, 25. Manitoba, 17. And these are number of confirmed cases. Ontario, 377. I don't know about when I came here, but before I came here. Quebec, 202. Newfoundland, 3. New Brunswick, 8. Nova Scotia, 9. Prince Edward Island, 2. The only place we don't have now is Yukon. And we are giving praise to God. Northern Territories, 1. Nunavut, 0, and then repatriated travelers, 13. Now, the total in Canada right now is 1,231, and then we have probable cases, 63, confirmed death, 13. Now, you know, we see ever since it started, it's just increasing. It seems like it's increasing, and so this may cause panic. But we are here to encourage you, to strengthen you, to let you know that God is our protector. God is our preserver. Now, wherever you are, let's lift up our voice and pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over this country, over this virus, and pray and say, God, in the powerful name of Jesus, we cause the decline. We cause the decline of this virus by the power in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and let us pray. Pray for this country. Pray for our prime minister. Pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, we see the rate at which it is going. We thank God for what is being done. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, as a church scattered all across the globe, we come against, oh God, this pandemic by the power in the name of Jesus, particularly here in Canada. We use Canada as a point of contact because we know that the rate is increasing all across the globe. Father, we pray, whatever the root is, we curse it by the root in the name of Jesus, and we command it to stop in Jesus' name. We cause it to decline in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen? And thank you very much. Now, thank you very much, and God will bless you for praying. What must we do? What should we do? What should our attitude be during these times? What should we do? Now, sometimes it's very easy for you to think that I have to ignore it. Okay, not worry about it and go on with your life as usual. So you will not be doing anything or be underreacting. That may not be good. Sometimes it may be that maybe we need to buy extra hand sanitizers, you know, or get more masks, so on. This is the way you put it on. Okay, so if you have, make sure you protect yourself. And then wipers, very powerful ones. You wipe it, get some gloves for yourself. And then make sure that during this season, whilst you are home all the time, you always have a bottle of water near you. And then make sure you drink every 20 minutes. So you don't, you are able to flush out all the virus in case perhaps the adventure, they come near you. Okay, so take all these kind of precautionary measures. What do we do? Don't just ignore it. Others will buy extra hand sanitizers, toilet paper, and then hide inside and prepare for the end of the world. Now, sometimes that's the way people think. They say, oh, the world is coming to an end, so I'm preparing for the end of the world. Now, if you are a person of prophecy and you are a biblical person, you will know that, no, the end is nowhere near. These are signs of the end times. And then some of the things you can do is don't touch your ears. Don't touch your nose, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your mouth with unclean hands. So sanitize yourself. And sometimes for us as people of faith, we'll pray about it, we'll help, okay, the vulnerable as we can, and then be generous. Now this morning, as a pastor, I want to thank God for what politicians are doing. Bless God for the life of our scientists. Honor God's name for our health workers, for the sacrifice, our paramedics, and what the great work that they are doing. But this morning, I want to speak from the perspective of faith and from the point of view of the scriptures. historically in these times. We want to look at the history of this virus. Now, it started on December 31st, 2019. The World Health Organization was alerted to several cases of pneumonia in Wuhan, China. The virus did not match any other known virus, and that's what made it very severe. January 7, 2020, China confirmed the COVID-19. On January 15, 2020, the Public Health Agency of Canada activates the Emergency Operations Center to support Canada's response to COVID-19. On January 22nd, 2020, Canada implements screening requirements related to COVID-19 for travelers returning from China to major airports in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. Now, on January 25th, Canada confirms its first case of COVID-19 related to travel in Wuhan, China. And then on February 9th, 2020, Canada expands the COVID-19 screening requirement for travelers returning from affected areas to 10 airports across 6 provinces. Now they've reduced it to 4 airports. On March 9th, 2020, Canada confirms its first death related to COVID-19. On March 11th, that's what I have right now, the World Health Organization declares the global outbreak of COVID-19 a pandemic. And you and I know that here in Canada, our Prime Minister has been working very hard to make sure that things are organized properly. So right now, as we speak, there's a closure on our borders between us and even the U.S. for non-essential travels. We need to look at what non-essentials is. They are trying to explain. Now, we are looking at the impact of what is happening as a result of the COVID-19. We see that professional sporting events are canceled, conferences are canceled. So many things have been canceled. Schools, colleges, universities are shutting down for the rest of the semester. Travel bans are appearing, borders closing for non-essential travels. Grocery stores are out of toilet paper, basic necessities. Churches are worshiping and thanking God and manifesting the glory of God in our homes all across the world by the grace of internet. We thank God for what God is doing. Restaurants are closing, or they are only expected, particularly in Canada, to practice takeout or drive-through. So you see, there is an impact of this pandemic. So when some of these things are happening, there are so many options that we may have as the body of Christ, as a church, and as the people of God. From my observation, I have observed that anytime there are events and things like this all across the globe, you have options. You can, and many people panic, many people fear, many people worry, many people blame people, many people complain, and many other people criticize. But we are in this world, the Bible says, but not of this world. We are not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the renewing, by the changing of our mind as we engage at the altar of the prayer. Now, friends, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my parents, whoever is listening to me today, worshiping with us today, do not live like those who do not have hope. Be different, for you are different. Do not live like those who do not know the Lord. Make a difference, for that is why we are here in this world. So we are looking at rich, the way out of COVID-19, part 2. Fear not. There are 5 key ways I want you to understand and then take and live your life with as you walk through this life, these times, and these seasons. Don't forget, the first word is faith. The second word is sacrifice. The third word is light. The fourth word is salt. The last word is love. Now, I'm giving you this 5. We are looking at this 5 for this particular Sunday. Next week, God willing, we will pick it up. So don't be afraid. Fear not. Fear not. Always remember. Remember that you are a person of faith. You are a person who is expected to sacrifice. You are a person of light. You are a person of salt. And you are a person of love. Don't forget, as we battle this season, as we go through this moment, as we face this challenge, always remember your identity in Christ. It is who and it is what God has made you. Let us begin. Faith. The Bible says we live by faith, not by fear. Somebody has said, fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, faith does not overlook the reality of events and the reality of the times, but faith looks to God. Someone has said, fear not is the most repeated command in the Bible. In fact, it's been said that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, which presupposes that God is saying every day when you wake up, you have to remind yourself, no matter the circumstance or the challenges, you have to tell yourself, fear not. It's like a pill. Take it like a pill. Fear not every day. Take one, and then take one every day, and then make sure you drink a lot of water. So, fear not pill. You take it. You drink your water on it. Look at your neighbor and tell him, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Okay, so fear not. Someone has said it's about 366. So, including the leap year. So, the leap year is not exempted. So, any day of the year, whether it is leap or it is the normal year, fear not. It's there for you. So, God doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to move on. It's very interesting. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Confidence in what we hope for. Assurance of what we do not see. You don't see far. I mean, I'm not here to say that, okay, I'm a prophet. I know that this is going to end by tomorrow. No. I'm not here to do that. I mean, I'm believing God. I wish, I trust God. I know that God can do it. I hope and wish that it is done today, right now. And now some magical powers. God is able to do all things. But see, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things that you hope for. So we believe that God will turn this tide around. Now, this time will also pass away. Now, this will also pass away. We don't know when, we don't know how, but God is able to do it. And we believe that he's doing it. So listen to me very carefully. Hold your confidence up. Rely on what God has done. Rest assured in him. It is very significant. As men who are righteous, this is what the Bible says. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. But listen to me. But the righteous shall live by his faith. Now listen, as a righteous person, in Habakkuk, in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says that for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. I want you to take note of it carefully. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law. For the righteous shall live by faith. Finally, in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says, But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. In this challenging time, in this trying moment, what the key out, the way out, is for you to always remember that you will live by faith. If you're a righteous person, maybe you are watching, maybe you are listening, maybe you are worshiping with us, but you don't know this Jesus. You don't have this faith in him. I want to admonish, I want to encourage you to place your faith in him. Because look, without Christ, this crisis will crumble us. But with Christ, we will triumph over this crisis. We are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious. We are excelling. So look at your neighbor and tell him, have faith in God. It's very significant. Look at it very carefully. Jesus, when he was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 14, had this to say, do not let your heart be troubled. Let me come to your home. Thank you for bringing me to your home. Let me tell you, do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. Listen carefully. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Believe in God. Believe in God. If you are there and you are watching, you are worshiping, you are listening, and then you are saying, oh no, for all these years, you have never thought and believed that there is any God, this morning, I want to submit to you the way out of that panic and fear, both for now and for eternity, is for you to place your faith in something that is eternal. There is nothing more than Christ. You know why I believe so? Because death could not hold him. The cross could not keep him there. The grave could not hold him there. The King of Kings we are presenting to you, we admonish you, we have placed our faith in, he's alive. He's alive, and he is the one who told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. Let not. When you continue, he tells them, because see, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Your life is not only limited to this earth. Oh no, coronavirus cannot stop us from proclaiming the good news of Christ. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. I like this portion. In John chapter 14, verse 27, the Bible says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. God has given us a gift. And that gift is what I'm presenting to you also today. The gift of peace of mind and peace of heart. I speak it into your life. I release it upon your life. In this time of uncertainty, may you receive the gift that God has given to you. Now, by the way, when God gives us gifts, he doesn't force us to take it. You have to willingly accept it, appreciate it, and use it. I pray that today you will appreciate this gift of peace of mind and peace of heart that the Lord God through Christ is offered, according to John chapter 14, verse 27. Friends, I want you to know, it is very significant for us to know who God is. Our God is faithful. He is in control. Our God is good. Our God has a plan. Now, in all this, there's something God is saying. Our God won't leave us alone. God won't forsake us. God is with us. The Lord will not forsake us. David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, know this God. This is the God we are presenting to you. Our God is our creator. Our God is our provider. Our God is our protector. Our God is our glory. Our God, he is working in all things for our good. For all things work good together for them that love God. That's why I told you five words. The last one is love, for those who love God. Friends, we live by faith and not by fear. Look at your neighbor and tell him, this season, live by faith, not by fear. Tell somebody, tell your child, tell your children. Now, I know we are at home, most of you are at home, and your children may be asking, Mom, why are we not going back to school? March break is over. Why is it 3 weeks? Tell them what is happening and stir up their heart and let them know that in these times, they should live by faith. They should live by believing in Christ, believing in the word of God, and not by fear. Look at it very carefully. The second word is sacrifice. We live by sacrifice. We are sacrificial people and not selfish. Now, during this season and moment, don't be selfish. Living Word, Assembly of God, we have the food bank. Our food bank is still running. You know, so as sacrificial people, when you go out there, when you look into your basement and look into your fridge and look at some of the things that you have, anyone that you can bring, you look into the item that you went out to buy, all right, bring some and let us give them out to the vulnerable and to the needy. Look at the scripture, Philippians 2, 3 to 4. The Bible says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. I like it. But be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. Look, during this season, you know, the world can tell you that, oh, this is the way I want you to live. But God is telling us that we are supposed to live by faith. And that we are supposed to live by sacrifice. Because we are sacrificial people. So during this season, don't be tempted to be selfish. Now, look at your friend. Look at your daughter. Look at your son. Look at yourself. And tell one another, you know, don't let selfishness overcome you. You know, don't let that side of you, you know, that selfishness part of you, don't let it reign during this season. Because this season, we need to be selfless. We need to be sacrificial. Because the Bible says, don't be selfish. All right. During the early church, they also faced some extreme persecution. When you read the scriptures, you know, But some of them people were losing their faith. People were being killed. People were dying. You know, but you know what? It was interesting that during the early church, we don't read things like, oh, they were rushing in the Jerusalem mega Walmart. You know, like in Jerusalem, whether they had the Freshco in Jerusalem, Walmart in Jerusalem, or Sobeys in Jerusalem, and they went there and grabbed all their emergency supplies, and then they were keeping them for themselves. But when you read in the book, it's very clear, okay? We are the body of Christ. We put others ahead of ourselves. We think about others first. We care for others. So look at what the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, 44 to 46. When they found themselves in the situation that we find ourselves in here, they were in persecution. People were being killed. People were dying. Look at their attitude. Look at what they did. They sacrificed. The Bible says all the believers were together and had everything in common. All the believers were together. The Bible says they sold properties and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart. Now look at it very carefully. Brethren, I want you to understand, you may be in your home. Don't just be stuck in your home. Do something. You can give online. You can pray for somebody. You can pray for your neighbor. You can ask about your neighbor. You can pick up your telephone. You can call a friend. You can check on a friend. You can check on a neighbor. You can check on the elderly. You can look within the church. If there's anybody you haven't heard about for a long time, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. Text the person. WhatsApp the person. Find out about the person. Tell the person you are praying for him. And then ask, by the way, if there's anything that person needs, particularly if that person is a vulnerable person, like our seniors, if you need to offer them some amount of grocery, please do it. This is the season to show that you are a sacrificial person. The early church did it that way. We cannot do otherwise because we are people of faith. Listen to me. Every day they continue to meet. Right now we are meeting. Listen, when others are saying we are not having church or doing church, listen to me very carefully. We at Living Word, we are saying the world, that we are telling, that we are saying to the world, we are the church. Now look around somebody, tell your friend, tell him, when others are saying we are not doing church, we are not going to church, we are telling them we are the church. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, tell your brother, say, I am the church. Tell somebody, I am the church. So we don't go to church. We be the church. We are the church. I pray in the name of Jesus that during this crisis moment, you shall be the church. So don't give up. So as a family, listen to me very carefully. I want to thank you for we are so wonderful. Members of Living Word, people listening all across the globe, I want to thank God for your life and say, okay, I don't want you to feel bad. If you're not feeling well, please stay at home. Let's adhere to the instructions that has been given. All right? Let us do church online the way we are doing it, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. We want to encourage you to be careful, to be cautious, and to be wise. I believe that none of us will go to hell by staying at home and not thinking that we are not in church. You are the church. So listen to me. One thing that shouldn't ever prevent us, stop us from knowing that we are the church and that we are worshiping God and that we are serving God and that we are believers, is that, listen to me, don't stop worshiping. All right, don't stop seeking God. Don't stop serving. Find a place to serve. Don't stop obeying God. Don't stop keeping His word. Don't stop reading the scriptures. Don't stop meditating on the Bible. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop loving. Now, don't stop. So don't stop worshiping. Don't stop fellowshipping. Don't stop evangelizing. Don't stop making disciples. Now, you can be isolated and not be prevented from worshiping God, from loving God, from serving God. This is the season where we need to serve God, love God, spend time with God. Now that you are home, you are by yourself, this is the time to begin to put your life on the table and ask God, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Help me to do it. Look at your neighbor, give a high five, and thank him, and tell the person, we are worshiping God. We are the church. We are serving him. Listen carefully. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend, we are the church. Wow. I believe that God is speaking to you. Acts chapter 2, 46 to 47. The Bible says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They continued. Listen, they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart. Look at 47. The Bible says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. The Bible says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who have been saved. This is the time where God's expectation is to add to our numbers. Invite somebody. Text somebody. Send a link to somebody. Invite somebody you know who doesn't go to church, who doesn't care about God. And then let the person know that this is the time of hope. We live by faith, not by fear. We are people of sacrificial, we are sacrificial people and not selfish people. Now listen to the third word. It's light. We live to brighten. We live to shine. We do not hide our light. Now, this time and this moment, don't hide your light. The Bible says you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Look, let your light shine. Now, if there is any day where our light should shine, and sometimes you may be asking, you know, what kind of light do I have to allow to shine? Now, during this season, one of the areas you can be light is for you to watch what you say and how you say it. When people are blaming government and people, turn your eyes and say, no, you have to look at yourself. Encourage somebody. Speak to somebody. Right? Speak hope. People are looking for hope. So be the hope for people. Be a hope dealer. Be a love giver. Be somebody who is very contagious in encouraging people. You know, be an encourager to people. Friends, love God. Love people. Live the word. Use your gift to reach the world. This is who we are. We are here to love. We are here to spread hope. So please, during this time, spread the hope. Let the hope in you spread abroad. Let the love in you go spread to others. Let the light in you shine. Okay? We are not of this world. Please, do not grieve. Do not panic. Give it out. Give it out. Give it out. Now, when you look through the Bible admonishes us and then tells us not to be afraid. The word not is key. The Bible says, the angel told Mary, do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy. Now listen. Now listen. There are so many people who are in panic. Go bring them good news of great joy. Jesus telling us today, he says, I did not come for the healthy, okay, but sick. Not for the righteous, but for sinners. Look around. Give me the hope. I came to seek, Jesus said, and to save the lost. Okay, so friends, let me ask you today, why do you think you are alive today? Why are we alive today? Why are we not part of the dead? No, it means God has something to do with us and through us. He wants to manifest his hope through us. So please, what is your purpose? What is your kingdom assignment in this season? Don't let this bypass you. Give hope. Listen to me very carefully. Do not live by bread alone, but by every word that God has spoken. Listen, Jesus does not lead us into temptation, but he delivers us from the evil and from the evil one. The Lord will deliver you from the evil one. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, but store up for yourself treasure in heaven. Look, there are certain things you don't have to do right now, and there are certain things you need to do. Remember, remember, and remember. Do not worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Trust God one day at a time. One day at a time. Why? We walk by faith and not by sight. God has not given us a spirit of fear or of timidity, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. Like Jesus, oh, I want you to say right now that not my will, God. I don't understand everything, but let your will be done in my life. Wow, we have good news. Friends, we have good news. We have good news. Send this good news across. We are saved by grace and not by works. We are justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. No, send this good news. This is the good news. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation. Do not set minds. Don't set our minds on earthly things, but let us set our minds on heavenly things. Let perseverance finish its work, not lacking anything. Do not become weary in doing good. Now, the Bible is telling us during this season, don't become weary in doing good. Friends, I want to say a big thank you to you for knowing that this is who we are. So first of all, live, remember the words, faith, remember sacrifice, remember light. The fourth word is salt. The Bible says we live as salt and not destroyers. Now, I want you to know there are so many things that salt does. But this morning, I want you to know that you are a preservative. You are a preserver and not a destroyer. As you walk through life, as we go through these trying times, remember that you are here to preserve what is left. So preserve your community. Preserve your family. Preserve them. Don't destroy them. Be a source of encouragement. Be a source of trust. Live like a wise person. Be the intelligent person. Be the supportive person over there for them. Look at the scripture. The Bible says you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Listen, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Now listen, during these trying times, we will not lose our saltiness. In these challenging times and in these days, go out there and encourage somebody. Remember, you are salt. The fifth word is love. We live to love and not to hate. Now remember, we are here to love, not to hate. Don't hate anybody. Don't be angry against anybody. Don't hold any grudge against anybody. During this season, if you need to let go, please let go and let God. Don't keep any form of unforgiveness in your heart. It won't help you. Look at the scripture. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Look at the second commandment. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. The Bible says there is no greater commandment than this. Okay. Well said, the teacher said. The man replied, you are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbors as yourself is more important than burnt offerings and sacrifices. Friends, I want you to understand that during these trying times, keep these five words in your mind and heart and live by them. And keep these scriptures. Read them over and over. Ask yourself, under this love, how can we love as Jesus loved us? Okay? How can we love as Jesus did? Jesus gave himself to us. Who can you give your life to this week? Who can you love upon this week? On my way to the office one of these days, I was listening to the news. And we're interviewing one of Canada's family doctors. And he was a retired doctor. So they were asking him, you know, why is he falls into the vulnerable age, the vulnerable group. So, but why is he still working and going up, okay, to the hospitals and supporting people and trying to attend to people? And this is what the doctor said. He said, this is not the time for me to say I am old and retired, so I'll stay back and let people die. I look at what this community has done for me. I've been practicing for over 29 years. This is the time for me to give back. This time of crisis. I said, wow, this is an awesome heart that we need. Friends, remember, we live by faith, not by fear. We live by sacrifice, not by selfishness. We live to brighten, not to dim. We live as light, so shine as light. We do not hide the light. Don't hide the light and don't be darkness. We live as salt, not as destroyers. We are preservers and not destroyers. We live to love, not to hate. Listen, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 to 9, the Bible says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay. All this treasure, we have it in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, the Apostle Paul said, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. That is why we are people of faith. We are people of sacrifice. We are people of light. We are people of salt. We are people of love. Don't fear. That's why I'm telling you, don't be afraid. Wherever you are today, wherever you are today, lift up your eyes. You can bow down your head. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you don't have him, so you don't have this kind of hope we are talking about. If you are watching us, if you are worshiping with us, just lift up your voice and say, Jesus, I give my life to you. I surrender to you. I submit to you. Jesus, I choose to accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I don't understand everything, but Jesus, I give my life to you. So lift up your voice. Now, there are people on the chat room, follow up. First, we have people there to help you. Now, if you need any form of prayer, you can type it in there for us. You can type it in there. There's somebody who will get in touch with you, who will pray with you. We will encourage you. We will support you. If you want to give your life, or you have given your life to Jesus today, okay, pray and say, Jesus, I give my life to you. I know I am hopeless. I need this hope. You can pray a very simple prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I am hopeless. I choose today to accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Forgive me my sins and be my Lord. Now, you can pray this prayer. There are people there to help you. You can let us know where you are worshiping with us from, where you are, what you have done. If you also need prayer, we have men and women here who will be praying with you, praying for you, encouraging you, and supporting you. So please let us know, let us hear from you, and we are here to help you. If you just gave your life to Christ, we are here to help you navigate through this successfully without losing that faith. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord God Almighty bless you. Now, that is the first group of people that we want to admonish and encourage. The second group of people are those of us who are Christians, those of us who are the righteous, those of us who are born again. I want you to hold hands. If you're at home and you are all believers, please, can we hold hands in this time? Yeah, families, you're at home, okay? All right, or stand around, stand in circle, or whatever you want to do, all right? And then let's pray for one another. Pray that we shall be people of faith. We shall be people of sacrifice. During this season, we shall be men and women of light. We shall shine our light. We shall be salt, and we shall love people. Let's lift up our voice and pray right now. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray that God will help us. The Holy Spirit will help us to be people of love, to be people of sacrifice, not to be selfish, not to be selfish, not to be inward looking, not to be greedy, but during this season, we shall be loving, we shall be faithful, we shall be light, we shall be preservers. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray and say, Lord, show me, use me this week, oh Lord, to be a blessing to somebody. In the name of Jesus, use me this week. Use me this week to tell somebody about the love of Christ, to share the love of Christ, to be the light, to be sacrificial, to live sacrificially, Father, for somebody, to be faithful. Lift up your voice. As believers, let us rededicate our life to God. Rededicate your heart to him. Rededicate your whole being. Ask him to fill you with his power, with his presence, with his glory, with his hand, with his mighty power. In the name of Jesus, thank you for praying. Thank you for rededicating your life to him today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God Almighty, we thank you and bless you. Oh Lord, we know that you are the King, and we lift you high on high. Sing it with me wherever you are. Oh Lord, we know. Lord, we know that you are the King. Oh, and we lift you high on high. For the last time, oh Lord, we know, yeah, that you are the King. This afternoon, to the Lord and we lift you high. Oh, help us sing it high on high and high. High on high on high. Precious Lord. High on high on high. Oh, and we lift you high on high. For the last time, high on high on high. High on high on high. Oh, high on high on high. Lord, and we lift you high on high. Now, right now, in the comfort of your home, we want to pray for you. We want you to believe with us that whatever the situation is right now, whatever you are watching us from, the Lord will take it away. We are praying for any person that is going through any form of fear. We cast out every fear out of you. We pray in the name of Jesus and speak healing right now. We speak healing, healing in the name of Jesus to your body, healing to the brain, healing to the stomach. In the name of Jesus, we speak the healing power of God to flow over your from your head to the sole of your feet. We declare any person sick right now to be healed in Jesus' mighty name. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life. We pray the divine protection of God over your life. We pray that the Lord will protect you. The Lord will preserve you. The Lord will lift you out of that bed. In the name of Jesus, I speak health. I speak life. I speak peace. I speak joy. I speak into your life. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Receive the peace of God. Receive the joy of the Lord. Receive the strength of the Lord. Receive the peace of mind. Receive the peace of heart. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he strengthen you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for worshiping with us. If you have any questions, please let us know. We are here to help you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for worshiping. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.